It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. With land getting scarcer in New York, real estate developers are increasingly eyeing city-owned property, parking lots and housing projects, and public schools and even local libraries. They're some of the places that could soon see residential construction. That's the case for the Pacific branch of the Brooklyn Public Library. This is a charming red brick structure built with Andrew Carnegie's money in 1904, and it could be soon demolished and replaced. It's the subject of a New York Times cover story today by Joseph Berger. He joins me now. Hi, Joe.
Hi. How are you doing, Richard?
Good. So why is the Brooklyn Public Library planning to demolish and replace the Pacific branch? And there's another one, the Brooklyn Heights branch, a newer one, but also some amazing architecture. Is the land really worth that much?
The land is worth that much, but just as important is the fact that the Brooklyn Library is facing $230 million in maintenance for 60 of its branches. But what they've realized is that while replacing a branch in, let's say, East New York or Brownsville or in some of the poorer neighborhoods won't yield them that much money, replacing a branch in Brooklyn Heights or in near the Barclays Center near downtown Brooklyn will get them a major real estate developer who put up an apartment tower, and they can use the money from that deal to fund repairs in all their branches. So they see this as a win-win proposition.
And to be clear, the actual library would then be built into this large apartment tower.
Right, exactly.
So we're actually not losing a library, it's just the specific building.
Now, well, in Brooklyn Heights' case, there won't be a library in that building for 2 to 3 years during construction. And the residents still have not been told where the Brooklyn Library system will put a new library in the meantime.
Now, both buildings are local landmarks, even if they don't enjoy an official landmark status. What's been the response from the residents, the people living nearby?
They're very upset. People get very attached to a library. It's the place you go to take out a book. I mean, not everybody can afford Amazon. And it's a place they go to look for jobs. There's a housing project right near the Brooklyn Heights Library. Many people there don't have computers and can't look for job searches on those computers. So they go to the Brooklyn Library, which has a set of computers.
Now, what's going on with the library seems to be part of a bigger trend. Why are these publicly owned places, including schools, and we could talk about public housing, parking lots, also being considered sites for new housing?
Essentially, they are in highly desirable real estate areas. People want to live in Barham Hill and in Park Slope and in Fort Greene. And Brooklyn has become a hotspot, for example. Where people in France talk about Brooklynizing a particular neighborhood, it's that trendy term now, and real estate developers know this, and they know that if they put up a 40-story tower in Brooklyn Heights or in Barham Hill, they're going to get people who want to pay top dollars for an apartment there. So and the library officials, knowing this, are choosing those locations. It's no mystery why the schools that have been chosen to be torn down are not necessarily the oldest or most dilapidated. And one in fact is an architectural gem by Edward Durell Stone, but they are in hot neighborhoods like the Upper West Side and the Upper East Side.
So what are some of the arguments in favor of demolishing some of these buildings?
Well, the arguments in favor, one can, in the case of the building in near Barclays Center, it is 110 years old. A newer library was built that was opened a year ago, which I saw in the Kensington area of Brooklyn, which is very light, has lots of windows, lots of air, much easier to move around. On the other hand, people are attached to quaint buildings. You know, the Carnegie is a Beaux-Arts structure. The Carnegie structure on Pacific Street is a Beaux-Arts structure. It's very pretty, very, very beloved by people who moved to Brownstone, Brooklyn, because they want 19th century buildings.
Okay, Joseph Berger of the New York Times, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.